Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. Well, a lot of problems in our country, and we'd like to go from state to state and get the pulse of the situation of what's going on. Today, we're in South Carolina. We have Congresswoman Nancy Mace, and she is a freshman congresswoman, and she graduated from Citadel. She loves America. She loves her kids, and we want to get her pulse of what's going on in the country. How are you this morning?
I am doing well, sir, and thank you for having me on today to talk about some of the most pressing issues that are facing our country today. It's what's going on is disgusting and reprehensible, and I'm worried about my kids' future and the country that I'm raising them in.
There's so many things happening in our country, and we have a lot of threats from all over the world, from almost every continent. I'd like to know, what is your passion of what makes you really angry of what's going on? I heard it was the border and the things that are going on down the border.
So the border, it certainly is top of mind for me. I was at the border back in August, Senator Ted Cruz and Congressman Chip Roy, and seeing what was happening down there. And then you fast forward to today, and you see Del Rio and tens of thousands of people trying to come across the border. And I was in a hearing on an oversight last week when all of a sudden we get a letter. We heard from Secretary Mayorkas, who was asking the Border Patrol, can we handle 400,000 apprehensions in the month of October? We just had over 200,000 in August, another, I'm guessing, 200K in September. Can we handle that in the next 30 days? And to see that, they want to talk about COVID and mandates and vaccinations and masks and all this stuff, but they're letting all these people come across our border that are carrying COVID, right? That are not vaccinated, up to 40% of them. Not to mention, for every person that comes across the border, they've paid $5,000 to $8,000 per person to the drug cartels. We are funding the drug epidemic in this country by allowing our border to continue to be open the way that it is today. And you hear stories from the Biden administration and Vice President Harris on what they are and are not doing, and half the time it's just complete BS. It's an utter lie. And I think every American should be upset.
Well, our country is being invaded from the south through those borders. I've said to many of my Democratic friends, why don't we put up an Ellis Island type situation in Arizona and New Mexico and Texas and vet these people so we know who's coming and going? Don't you think that's a good idea?
Right. I mean, I don't know that we can vet anybody right now. I was just in a classified hearing on the vetting of Afghan nationals, and the cabinet members and members of the administration that were there couldn't tell us anything about the vetting process for Afghan nationals, let alone what's going on at the border. I was at a hearing last week on oversight about the northern border, where there are less than 10,000 apprehensions a year. And the woke left wanted to talk about woke, issues at the northern border. And we have hundreds of thousands of people coming across illegally every single month. And the fact that the left and Democrats just allow this to happen. I talked to Democrat elected officials down at the border and Republican alike. They are so irate over what's happening. They have no mission. They have no resources. And there's an assault on, our country right now.
There's an assault on our country, and they're coming in with drugs from the southern border. They're coming in with fentanyl-laced drugs with the Chinese cartels and the Mexican cartels. And I understand the federal government, or the White House told the federal government, that tells the Texas Rangers or whatever, that because I believe the governor of Texas wants to stop the borders from being so porous.
Governor Abbott, I heard that I read somewhere, was willing to hire any Border Patrol agent that gets fired, right? I mean, they're threatening now to fire Border Patrol agents that are not vaccinated during a pandemic where upwards of 40% of illegal aliens coming across the border have COVID. It doesn't make any sense what we're doing right now, the amount of resources that are wasted on this crisis that the Biden administration continues to lie about.
So what say you, states' rights or federal rights? I mean, who is the Congress going to back? Is there any people in, you're a freshman congresswoman, any Democratic congresspeople realize that this is wrong?
Well, if they do realize that they're not talking about it, this is not an issue that any of them want to confront, particularly moderate Democrats that may very well lose their seats in a year and a half. I think, you know, they're really put up against the wall right now, but they're not talking about it. And instead, we're talking about how there's systematic racism at the northern border with one of the most diverse federal agencies in the federal government, the Customs and Border Patrol. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about the abortion bill in Texas that the federal government has no authority or oversight over at all, rather than talking about, you know, the lives that matter when they're murdered, right? So it's just, it's completely upside down to what we should be talking about. Meanwhile, you know, inflation is happening. The cost of goods are going up for everybody, and inflation is taxation, and we're squabbling and fighting over $3.5 trillion on top of $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. We're talking about the greatest tax hike in American history if this thing goes down. And they're literally tearing our country apart right now. And people should be angry on the left and the right, quite frankly.
Any solution in your gut feeling?
Well, it's, yeah, of course. I mean, one of the things, the great things that former President Trump did was the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, right? When we saw taxes be reduced, both for corporations, small businesses, and individuals in the middle class and the working class, wages went up, salaries went up, benefits went up, the opportunity for jobs and employment went up. We had the lowest unemployment rate for every classification of human being on earth that you could imagine when that happened. And we've got to be the party of solutions going into the midterm cycle. We've got to say, we're going to cut taxes again after the Democrats raise them through the spending package. But also, we've got to get serious about spending. We're having this debate. I'm going to D.C. in 2 days on Tuesday to vote on the debt ceiling because of the massive spending that Democrats want to do. But I don't want to make any mistake here. The debt ceiling and the spending issues we've had over the last 30, 40, 50 years are the problem that is started by both parties. One of the reasons that we're in this today is because both have been out of control with spending and Republicans haven't been serious about it. And so what are the solutions that we're going to offer? Are we going to freeze spending? Are we going to cut spending? Are we going to continue to do what we've always done, which is put us in these situations where we are giving away our kids' futures and mortgaging them with more debt and more deficit year after year?
Congresswoman Nancy Mace, thank you for coming on the Cats Roundtable. And we'll be talking to you from time to time to see what's going on and get the pulse of what's going on in North Carolina. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.